Tell me, what's a gorgeous creature like you doing in a place like this? I mean, honestly, what kind of savages leave their roads unpaved? I'm not asking for Paris. In fact, there's nowhere else I would rather be than right here. Because you're here. And you know I would go anywhere with you. Climb any mountain. Cross any obnoxiously dusty road. For you. Come on. I've got a fire going. We should get you inside before you freeze. I got impatient. I know. I'm sorry. I couldn't wait for you to get back. I just missed you so much. When I woke up and you weren't there, well, I figured I could just meet you halfway and we could walk home together. But it seems like you made it most of the way without me. Let's warm you up and get you by the fire. There. That's better. So, how did it go? Tell me everything. No? What do you mean? Are you serious? There's no way. You're so talented. I've seen how your charms work firsthand. They're amazing. No, I will not calm down. Not when these inbred hill people have my baby doubting their greatness. Do you want me to kill them? I could go down to the village, get some names, some faces, and rip those faces off of them, one by one. I could make a collage. But they... You're just going to let them get away with treating you with such blatant disrespect. Without even slaughtering their families in retribution. But they need to suffer for what they did to you. What if I skin just one of them alive? The biggest one. That way, you send a message to the smaller ones that you're not to be trifled with. Fine. You know, sometimes you're too nice for your own good. And then again, if you were anyone else, I wouldn't be this madly in love with you. I just hate that they can't see what I see. And that they're too stupid to understand what a gift you are to the world. And to me. Especially to me. Either way, I'm sorry. I know how you feel about mass murder. I shouldn't have pushed. It's like you say, not everything can be solved with violence. I still have my doubts about that. What? I'm just saying. You skin the big one and the little ones fall right in line. But I get it. I get it. It's wrong. I know. I won't do it. I'm just saying. They hurt my soulmate. One good, pure, kind person in this whole miserable world. The one I love with all of my being, all of my fire and passion, and that I would defend to the end of the universe and back. It's hard to let it go. No, I will. For you, not for them. So, what can I do to help then? There must be something. I was hoping you would say that. There we go. Right back in my arms. Where you belong. You know, the fireplace is nice. But you're the only one who can really warm me up. Inside and out. I didn't mean it like that, baby. No, I suppose that's one way to lift the spirits. And I thought I was the one with the dirty mind. Too late. Now that I know your true nature, I shan't be forgetting any time soon. Oh, yes. And I have a memory that would make an elephant blush, so... That was one time... And if I remember correctly, you were distracting me. You were half naked. How was I supposed to concentrate? Well, of course I didn't complain. Have you seen yourself? I was too busy thanking my lucky stars. It's true, and you know it. Or do I have to tie you down and tell you how amazing you are over and over again until you finally start to accept it? I know. I know it's hard, but that it would be hard for anyone. You aren't struggling because there's something wrong with you, or because you're broken. Everyone struggles. Even people with incredible talent. Like you. The people who live in this village are a bunch of uneducated morons who wouldn't know talent if someone slapped them upside the head with it. You can't take their opinions seriously. It's like I keep saying, if you took your charms to the city, you... I know, but think about it. Modern towns breed modern ideas. Why not sell your wares somewhere they would be seen and appreciated? I don't mean to push. I just can't stand to see you this disheartened, my love. It tears me to pieces. Because you're worth more than that. Whoever told you that you aren't enough did you a terrible disservice. You have always had everything you needed to succeed. You were born with it. Born worthy. Born enough. Don't let them tell you otherwise. My love. From the moment I saw you, I knew you were the one. The beauty of your soul shone so brightly, it nearly brought me to tears. Don't let anybody dampen it. I know. I'm not used to rejection. Well, okay, I don't usually bother asking, but even when I was alive... It never gets easier, does it? But I think... when you really want something, you can't let fear hold you back. Whether it's fear of rejection or... something else. Like that saying, nothing ventured, nothing gained. If you don't at least try, you'll never succeed. Yeah, I know. I'm stubborn. And I love you too much to let you settle for mediocrity when I know the greatness you're capable of. Well, how about we compromise? Go into the city. Just once. Take your charms, everything, and go to the marketplace. That's it. One time. For me. If it doesn't work out, I'll never mention it again. Oh, I'm the one who can't keep my mouth shut, am I? That's funny. Because I seem to recall a certain someone... having a few too many pints at the tavern. Yeah, and slurring to
anyone who would listen about how much you loved your vampire girlfriend. You're lucky I was able to convince them you were just a drunken idiot. So, do we have a deal? Wonderful. Thank you, baby. I promise you won't regret it. Yes, yes, I know what I said, and I stand by it. But I'm optimistic. It's easy. Whenever I start to feel doubt, I just remember I found you. There are so many people in the world. So many that would never be right for me. And I could live 100 lifetimes traveling the globe without meeting them all. And still, we were drawn together. I wager, if we could find each other like this, against all odds, then why not throw a little caution to the wind? Remind yourself that not everything possible is probable. More proof of that. Yeah. You're not the only one that needs to apologize on behalf of their kind. It's just that any of them would see you as mere cattle. Just because you're delicious doesn't mean you don't deserve respect, you know? Undead bigots. Just the kind you don't want living for another 1,000 years. You know, you're right. Forget about them. They don't deserve to take up space in your beautiful mind anyway. That spot's reserved for me. And I have one for you. A great big one. Covered in twinkling lights. With harp music or something. You're tired. Yes, you are. I can feel your heartbeat. Remember? When you're relaxed and sleepy, it slows down. It's funny. When I hold you against me like this, sharing your warmth with your heart beating so close to my chest, it almost feels like back when I was alive, you know? Almost like you're sharing it with me. Your heart. I know it sounds bad, but it's not. It's actually one of my favorite things. 'Cause when you become a vampire. Sure, you're different. Yeah. But you're still you. You still remember all the things you loved about being human. And as taboo as it is to admit, sometimes you miss them. Sometimes you didn't even know you missed them until you get a taste. You know? So, this. You are the reason I can feel my heart beat again. And I will always be grateful for that. I didn't say it was selfless. I just need you to know how special these moments are to me. How irreplaceable you are. How you make every part of existence more bearable. And I won't stop telling you. Unless you fall asleep. Which will be soon, by the sound of it. Not your fault, darling. It was by design. Because you need to rest up. And travel can take a lot out of someone. Well, not yet. But who knows what the future holds? Like I said, optimistic. Because of you. And because I'm able to actually see you. Even when your mind is too clouded to clearly see yourself. And my love, you are brilliant. Now get some sleep. I'll be here when you wake up. I always will.